When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Technology. You know where it gives you a little prompt where it says turn off this or turn off that, you know? What I like to do is go, no, you do it.
Yeah, that's right.
And then artificial intelligence is becoming a problem. They're starting to take over. So I think the only way to combat that is when it prompts you to do something, you go, no, I'm not going to do it. You do it, or it won't get done at all. You know,
I have a similar thing where when you want to shut down a computer and it goes, you copied lots on Word. Do you want this available for the next thing? I don't know. Make up your own mind.
Up to you, isn't it?
Up to you. You do it. You make it. No,
you're the ones that are supposed to be taking over the world.
Yeah, you're the clever ones.
Yeah, why am I making this
decision? Why am I making that decision?
Idiot.
Do you want to turn off the computer?
What do you think?
Do you want to save this before you turn it off? Up to you, mate. Do whatever you bloody well like.
No, I just spent 4 hours writing it so I could chuck it in the bin, you twat.
Yeah, that's it.
You know?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh,
no, I don't want to save any of that.
Are you sure you want to delete this? No, I'm not sure I want to delete this. That's why I pressed the delete button.
Who are you? My mum? Are you sure?
Are you sure?
Dickhead.
Yeah, I am bloody sure because I pressed the button. Christ.
There is another farm with the same name. Do you want to keep both?
Oh, yeah, I do want to keep both. Not the one I've just been changing.
That's artificial intelligence.
A lot of it is thick. A lot of it's thick.
Artificial stupidity is what I call it.
And you see these video clips of robots, you know, like robot dogs walking up steps, and all that sort of stuff. And I know I've said it before, and I'm covering old ground here, but I don't care. I will say it again because I think the point needs to be made. But if I had that money and that much access to technology, I wouldn't be building robots. I would be spending my money trying to work out how to clear out a fruit machine. That's where the money should be going.
Of course it should.
It's a no-brainer. You build a robot that can walk upstairs, or you can build some sort of machine that can tell you how to nudge pot, you know, and get all the money out of the fruit machine. I know where I'll be putting my money.
We designed some software that can beat any grandmaster at chess.
Who gives a shit? Why don't you build a machine that can beat Man City at home?
Exactly.
Any grandmaster can.
You know that's what it'll be soon, won't it?
What?
Well, that's what they'll turn their attention to. Artificial intelligence will be turned on how to
play football,
and how to break teams down. That's the end of the game.
I really hate it.
I hate it.
There'll be a time soon when you can get, say, a hologram of, just for argument's sake, David Van Dyke. To be in your house. And David, could you stop talking about Brexit and go make me a cheese sandwich?
Yeah.
And David Van Day, the robot, will go into the kitchen, you know.
He was a hologram.
Hologram.
He was a robot.
Well, okay.
Or both.
That's what it is nowadays, a hologram robot.
Blimey.
You know, and he'll go shuffle into the kitchen and make you a cheese sandwich.
Resentfully.
Resentfully.
You are talking about the breakup of
You can program him, so you go, you would go on your
go on your computer.
Go, I would like David Van Day in his snakeskin trousers to make me a cheese sandwich, and then on the way out, just give me a rendition of Who Are You With in the Moonlight by Dollar from about 1979. And then I want the right to say, David, turn it up, shit.
Yeah.
And then he'd go, all right.
Yeah, get all sulky.
Yeah, and then it goes 15 seconds in, get sulky, bang, return.
Yeah. I know, you could absolutely...
You could do anything.
Yeah, because I wouldn't want to see David Van Day, do things and say, David Van Day make cheese sandwich, and him happily skip off and make a sandwich. What you want with Van Day, you want to retain his characteristics and personality.
Yeah.
So if you type in David Van Day make cheese sandwich, bang, you want him to go, oh, Christ, fuck's sake, like that. It will get all stroppy first, then make the cheese sandwich really resentfully and. And when you're not looking, him sort of putting too much salt on it and that sort of thing.
Yeah,
you know?
And then you catch him out.
You eat that and you go, that seems like a sandwich made by a very bitter man.
I would like to see, Reese Mogg, right?
Yeah, he was a robot.
You could program him as a robot to go right in the middle of the Millwall firm. And then go down the coal mine, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I would like to eat my study,
and all that.
Yeah.
And
get battered. Yeah.
You know, you could program any celebrity.
I'd like to see him go down Millwall, Rees-Mogg, with his top hat on, like robot Rees-Mogg, into the Millwall home end. With a
West Ham scarf.
Yeah, West Ham scarf on, right?
Yeah.
And then I'd like to see them go for him.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't mind seeing him fight back, you know.
Oh, Christ.
I wouldn't mind seeing
Rees-Mogg fights back, return.
Rees-Mogg have a tear up. Or going into a Millwall pub with the West Ham scarf on and just start shouting about
the
bubbles, you know, forever blowing bubbles,
that's it.
And then see what happens, see what happens after that, you know.
I got that software, do you remember?
Yeah, you got it off the internet.
I got it off the internet and I programmed this in. And it was Marc Francois, robot Marc Francois.
Slightly
and I made
overweight.
Well,
robot.
It got out of control. Do you remember?
Of course, yeah.
And it was this one down there. This was at one option. Marc Francois gives speech in Commons. Boring.
Yeah,
not interesting.
Don't want that.
Then there was a subsection. You could if you paid extra. This was the lovely one. Marc Francois get knob out and swing it round Commons. Right.
That's more like.
Now you could. With the AI, I think it was Alt Z command.
Knob.
If you press that knob, extra big knob. Anyway,
right.
It's. I've seen the footage. You can get it on Getty.
Yeah.
You pay it. It goes in.
Pulls his trousers
and pants down, and as they're giving a speech on common agricultural policy, Dorries was up there behind. He's windmilling his willy round like a helicopter.
And what's it, metal? Is it?
It's got a
skin on it.
It's got a skin on it, but it's clanking around. And she's Nadine Dorries is incredibly in Parliament at the time.
Yeah.
And Francois
and
is windmilling and speaking at the time. Yeah. And just behind, you see his footage. All my AI doing.
Yeah, he programmed.
Francois is behind, blank face.
Yeah.
Not particularly enjoying it. Windmilling this dinkle behind her. Right.
Yeah.
And then
the cameras are picking up.
All the cameras are picking up. And then he does with
scandalous.
It. He does the Eiffel Tower with it. You know, you can pull the stretches.
It's a bit like the Quiet Man. What was his name? Beware the Quiet Man.
Beware the Quiet Man.
What was his name?
Jeffrey.
No, not Jeffrey.
He made the speech.
He was the. He was the politician. And he was
Jeffrey Howe.
No. He'd nicked that speech off Jeffrey Howe. Little fella. He used to be head of the Conservative Party when they weren't ever going to win.
St. John Stephen.
John
Gummer.
No.
Colin Moynihan.
No. It's double-barreled name. Anyway, he was caught in the Commons up picking his nose and eating it.
Oh, Christ!
Yeah, on camera. You got to be careful in there. It's like Big Brother.
Was he?
Yeah.
Well, that's
someone
what they...
will write in and tell me.
Yeah, but I remember. You remember when?
But
he went
I think
in...
he was a robot. And I think he was planted.
Yeah, that's it.
And do that.
You know, it was like you go command option control. QPW.
Yeah.
And then it went make politician pick nose.
And eat it.
And eat it in brackets.
Yeah, that's
know.
The killer, isn't it?
That's the killer
blow.
But I programmed this thing in, and it squashed. Squash dinkle together so it looks like hamburger.
Puppetry
done.
From the penis.
Yeah, puppetry from the penis.
Yeah.
And that was a special programme you could get. So he'd done that behind Nadine Dorris's head. Yeah. And the people wonder why the dignity of politics.
Oh, it's gone out the window, yeah.
I am Squash Willie behind your head.
She's like, this is trying to talk, she can't. Yeah. Well, she doesn't give a shit anyway.
No.
Okay, guys, look.
Inconclusive.
Yeah. The jury's out. www.patreon.com/AngelsandBarry Show. We'll be over there.
Yeah.
Come and join us.
Yeah.
And it's all kicking off over
there. It will be more thought out than this. This is nothing. This is just nothing. This is flim flam.
Yeah, flotsam and jetsam.
The producers would like to point out at no point did David Van Day. What did he do?
I can't remember what he did.
Yeah. But whatever just said about him is not true. But it'd be good if he did.
Rees-Mogg was never a robot.
And Marc Francois has never, robotic or otherwise, got his dinkle out and stretched it so it looked like the Eiffel Tower, squashed it together so it looked like a hamburger.
May have done that, but not in public.
Windmilled
certainly.
It behind the brilliant Nadine Dorris's
very talented,
very beautiful,
hard-working
head.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay, guys.
Okay, guys.
That's all cleared up. We will see you.
We'll see you in 8 hours.
Bye.